Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
And now we're going to talk sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hey, Deb.
So let's start with video footage that was released by the Scottsdale, Arizona police. It's tape of an encounter between a police officer and Michael Floyd, the Patriots wide receiver, after Floyd was found asleep at the wheel of his car with the engine running and his foot on the brake. Let's listen.
Scottsdale police, put your car in park. Unlock the doors. Turn your car off.
That encounter was December 12th, and days afterward, the Arizona Cardinals released Floyd. Just days later, the Patriots claimed him. Bill, what do you make of that?
Well, first of all, it was interesting that under Arizona law, this guy was characterized as, quote, a super extreme DUI. This wasn't just a kind of I had one too many drinks. 45 days in jail is the mandatory sentence for what this guy has done. Bill Belichick apparently knows this because he was asked if he knew that. He said, yes, I know, and I'm not going to comment on it, which is pretty standard Bill Belichick. I don't know. You like to give people second chances. A lot of people get drunk and drive and kill people. Fortunately, this guy hasn't done that. So you like to give people second chances, but it also makes you wonder about whether this is an entirely wise acquisition.
Hmm. Well, what do you think the move says about the Patriots?
Well, I think it says that the Patriots are like every other football team. If they look at somebody and they think that that guy can help them on the field, they're likely to not pay too much attention to whatever other baggage he may bring along.
Even though, we know the history of the Patriots. And just yesterday, coincidentally, Aaron Hernandez, former Patriots player, who's serving a life sentence for a 2013 murder, was in court for a pretrial hearing for a separate 2012 murder. So, it's easy to jump, right, Bill, and say, haven't they learned a lesson here? But what do you make of that?
Hernandez is obviously an extreme example, but there are all kinds of examples throughout the National Football League of guys who have been hired despite criminal backgrounds. Hernandez, there were all kinds of warning signs that the Patriots might have picked up on before he was ever arrested for murder. And they simply don't. The basic question that teams tend to ask is, can the guy help me on the field? And if he can, they're likely to not pay too much attention to a lot of other things. The old Patriots, it used to be different. And, of course, the cliche has it that when Myra Kraft was alive, this sort of thing didn't happen. Mm. And she, of course, famously did tell her husband, team owner Robert Kraft, that under no circumstances should he continue to employ Christian Peters, who was, abused women and quite famously so when he was a college student.
But what does it say almost, about thinking about bad behavior then? I mean, has that changed at all? Is it, well, you know,
no, I don't see any evidence that it really has changed very much. I mean, maybe Bill Belichick knows more. Obviously, Bill Belichick knows more about this guy than I do and than we do. And perhaps he's making a judgment call. But these are not unrepresentative decisions by people in authority in places like the NFL.
And we also need to say something nice here. The Patriots did clinch the AFC East title over the weekend, so they are doing very well.
And that's unhappily the way most people probably look at it. Hmm. That is the bottom line.
Right. So we just have a little bit of time left here, so we've got to get the Celtics in. They're currently ranked third in the Eastern Conference. How do you think they'll do for the rest of the season, Bill?
I'm very glad they're in the Eastern Conference, where the way they've they've been playing has enabled them to be third in the Western Conference. They wouldn't be nearly that high in the rankings because the Western Conference has lots more really good teams. They're great fun to watch, especially when Isaiah Thomas is healthy and playing well, and it's great fun to hear Tommy Heinsohn shout, little guy, look at that little guy, because what's more fun than watching a tiny guy thread his way through the forest and score?
Bill Littlefield, our host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.